Yeah? Okay, you just brought up two very important pitfalls. So I think it's good if I explain these. Okay, one of the pitfalls is this view of everything is perfect. This is the New Age pitfall. Everything is perfect as it is. Yeah? And you hear this in Buddhism, you know, everything's perfect as it is. But we misinterpret that. When Buddhism says everything is perfect as it is, it doesn't mean, okay, therefore I just sit back and be lazy, you know. And you know, violence on the street is perfect, it's okay. It doesn't mean that. And so this is the New Age pitfall of misinterpreting it and thinking that everything is perfect means letting everything be and not having some feeling of universal responsibility for the benefit of others. And so that sense of universal responsibility is very, very important. You know, not only for our spiritual practice, but basically to live peacefully on this planet. You know, for human beings to keep going on this planet, we need universal responsibility. You know, feeling interrelated with each other. And the other pitfall you brought up was the overachiever pitfall. I'm going to attain enlightenment. You know, this real strong I, you know, kind of I have to do everything perfect because I'm the overachiever, and this big I is going to become a big Buddha because this big I wants big glory and big recognition, you know. And so the I, making the I real solid there. And that actually isn't real bodhicitta. Because if you want to become a Buddha so that you can be better and stronger and have, you know, have everybody calling you the child of a Buddha and making offerings to you, you know, if that's your motivation, then that isn't the bodhicitta, because the bodhicitta is a real unself-centered motivation. So if you grab onto the self as this really strong, inherently existent thing, then, you know, and you're doing it for your own fame and reputation and pride, then it never really becomes the bodhicitta. Okay? It becomes, I guess it's the difference between buying a real members-only jacket and, you know, and some old rag, you know. there's a real big difference. Okay? So with that strong self-existent eye, it becomes quite difficult. Okay. There's also another pitfall, which is called Mickey Mouse Bodhisattva. Okay? And I remember once when I lived in France, we had this tradition that every time Lama Zopa came, the members of the Institute would put together a skit, like a Dharma skit, and present it. And so one year they did Mickey Mouse Bodhisattva. It was so funny. Anyway, so Mickey Mouse Bodhisattva, you know, of course, he worked in the Dharma Center, and somebody came, you know, kind of doing Gary's job, and somebody came and said, oh, I can't go to the, I want to go to the retreat, and I can't afford it. Please, can you help? So Mickey Mouse Bodhisattva opens the Dharma Center's coffers and says, here, have some money, you know. It's okay. You know, completely became this Pollyanna, goody-goody, totally irresponsible. Yeah? So that's another pitfall, is Mickey Mouse Bodhisattva. Okay? Being really kind of irresponsible about how we help others. You know, so the bodhicitta, it isn't, you know, it isn't, oh, I have such great compassion for this alcoholic who was having, you know, DTs, so I'm going to give him a bottle of booze and calm him down. Yeah. So bodhicitta isn't, you know, giving everybody everything they want. It isn't giving your kid, you know, their fifth set of Legos. Okay? Or the, you know, three ice cream bars in a row. So it isn't giving everything people want. It has a certain wisdom to it.